This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. In this interview, I spoke with Associate Professor of Psychology, Dr. Irina Krumsova. Krumsova and her students, Leah Carver, Madeline Crittenden, Shelby Danielle, and Diana Hun, came to the studio, and they each worked on research on mindfulness, and they'll all present their research at the Hawaii International Conference on Education in January. Dr. Krumsova talks about the research.
The official title of our project is Mindfulness Through Body Awareness, which is an action project. So what it means is that it has two sides to it, the research part, investigation, getting results, but also introducing our participants to some practices that we believe, based on research, will be helpful for their psychological well-being. And so some people know what mindfulness is, but many don't. And those who do know, they rarely find time to practice it because it involves a regular, you know, sitting for maybe 5 minutes in silence and just paying attention to your thoughts. So that's what it is. We try to introduce our participants to this topic, to offer them three different practices that are quite simple, but can increase their mindfulness. And then we wanted them to come back in 2 weeks after they continue to practice at least something and report to us what they experienced, whether there were positive results, negative results, or no results at all. So this is the main structure of the project. And so the students, student researchers, were meeting with those participants several times a week with one or two people at the same time. And so the first session took about 45 minutes. So they explained what mindfulness is. Then they let those participants practice those three exercises that we'll talk about more in detail later. And the participants also filled out a questionnaire measuring their mindfulness. And the recommendation was given to continue the practice and come back in 2 weeks and to tell us what happened. And when the participants came back, they filled out that same questionnaire again to see if their mindfulness has changed, hopefully increased or not, and also to write to answer open-ended questions about the results of those practices.
Very good. And how have the students been doing as they've been going along with their different roles here in this project?
They were doing great, and this is the most responsible group of undergraduate researchers I ever worked with. So, I didn't have really to supervise them very much. You know, once they understood what they're supposed to be doing, I totally trust that they will be there on time, which actually was happening. I don't have to send them additional reminders about, the time or their responsibilities. They were always willing to meet, and, you know, if they had questions, they communicated. So, yeah, I was very impressed. As a result, we're all going to Hawaii to present on the study at an international conference in January. And they received some financial support, some more, some less, for this travel, and absolutely they deserve to be rewarded.
Fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about this. We'll start with Leah Carver, who's over right next to you. But Leah, kind of tell us a bit about your role in this research and how, you know, your interest in this, please.
Well, each of us actually administer the three exercises, so we each do that. But personally, mindfulness is very important to me just in everyday life, and I think it can be very beneficial for people to pay more attention to their thoughts and just their body in general.
How would you define mindfulness if you were to define it?
I would define mindfulness as being aware of your thoughts and just your calming moments, being able to, if you're in a stressful moment or feeling stressed, you can bring yourself back to just reality in a way.
So tell us about those exercises, if you don't mind, please.
All right. Well, our first exercise is a five-minute breathing exercise. So we ask our participants to count from 1 to 10. 1 would be an inhale and an exhale, and you continue doing that and for the 5 minutes. And that can be – that's one of the really simple exercises you can do anytime you're feeling stressed or upset. This can just bring you back to the moment. And then we have another exercise that deals with body awareness, and it's the progressive muscle relaxation. This is where we ask each participant to tense and relax different body parts, starting with their lower extremities. So let's say tense your right foot, and we'll ask them to do that. We'll tell them to release. And once they relax it, this can bring more awareness to where you're holding tension. So let's say whenever somebody says, oh, you hold tension in your shoulders, this makes you realize where you can release that and relax more.
So Madeline Crittenden joins us here. So tell us about the other exercise, if you don't mind, please.
Okay, so the other exercise that we use uses M-Wave technology, and it's a computer program that you use, and you hook a little attachment to your earlobe, and what it shows you on the screen is your heart rate variability. And so it takes into account your heartbeats and how steady they are over time, pretty much, whether your heart is racing or slowing down. And it shows you that on the screen. And it's a really good interpretation or like visual representation of how your thoughts and emotions can affect your body physically, which is really important. We kind of forget that in our day-to-day lives. So the participants sit in front of the screen for about 10 minutes, and it shows them how steady their heart rate is staying over time, and it interprets it using these three different bars, red being low heart rate variability, or high heart rate variability, I guess, where it's kind of jumping all over the place, and then a medium level and a high level where your heart rate is staying really steady. And so the participants sit in front of the screen, and they're supposed to relax and just kind of focus on the moment, kind of like with the breathing exercise, and they just can see how their thoughts and emotions are affecting it on the screen.
Fantastic. So Shelby Danielle joins us. Do you have the third exercise that you all do? Is it kind of in that regard?
Well, Leah actually discussed the breathing exercise and the body awareness exercise, and so that the M-Wave would have, those are the three exercises that we helped show.
Sure. So what's been your role in this?
Well, we all kind of work towards the same goal. We all come in and have our own designated time period of when we are in our room and working with participants. So what we do is we make sure that all the steps are followed, like giving informed consent, making sure that they understand what's going on. We administer a pre-test of mindfulness scores, so just their knowledge that they already have coming in on what mindfulness is and how it's implemented in their daily lives. And then we go through and to help better their knowledge of the concept of mindfulness. And we lead them through each of the three exercises, either breathing, body awareness, or the M-Wave biofeedback device. And they give us their feedback on what they felt or noticed throughout those three exercises. And we take that data, and we help each other in different ways in recording the data and analyzing it and deciding what the conclusions we can draw from the data are.
Diana Hunt joins us here. And your role, how have you been working with everybody in this, in the mindfulness project?
I mean, we all do the same thing.
Yeah.
It's been really exciting because I haven't really been in a team situation like this, and so because we work individually, we have to communicate a lot through email and through text messages, and sometimes that's kind of an issue because we're all college students, we're all busy, you know, but it's been a really rewarding experience, and I've enjoyed it a lot so far.
Well, you had a special role because you were in charge of the research component and, you know, the scheduling of the participants.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my goodness,
yeah,
yes.
You forgot.
I'm so sorry. Yes, I am. I do scheduling, and so I go through Sona and I put in time slots for people, which is, it can get really confusing because you have like about more than 20 participants and you have to like schedule the right time for them and you have to schedule for part two, and it's just a lot of juggling, but it's,
sure.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the research part of this and that and what you all have learned in this. So Diana, let's kind of work backwards, I guess.
Okay.
As y'all been working the research on this and working with Dr. Arena, how has that been with you? First of all, let's talk about that. Your thoughts on the research part of this?
I really love working with people. And so far getting to see their individual responses and how everyone's kind of different and how they, you know, interpret mindfulness and, you know, incorporating that into their life and being able to see whether or not that produced a change before or after the study. So that's been very interesting for me.
Right. And Shelby, your thoughts?
It has definitely been very interesting for me to see how people react to mindfulness because it's an abstract concept to a lot of people in a way just because they aren't used to thinking about, okay, let me actually just relax for a second, not by watching TV, but by sitting and just being alone with my thoughts. So it's kind of a new concept for people. So it's interesting to see how a lot of the responses are more positive, but they do come in saying that, okay, at first this was hard for me. I didn't know what was happening. I forgot how to breathe. And some of the responses and then you're like, how? But just being a new concept, it is kind of confusing at first, but as they do it, they realize, okay, I am relaxing. I'm noticing my breath and I'm noticing things around the room, but I'm not letting thoughts about yesterday or tomorrow's experience affect how I feel right now. Like those aren't actually causing any harm or anxiety unless I let them and control them. So yeah, it was nice to see that. I think overall this experience helped people develop some coping mechanisms for stressful situations or test anxiety for students, and just gives them an outlet for a possibility to relax and be in control of how they're feeling.
Madeline?
So this has been just a really neat experience overall because it's been a really cool way to kind of wrap up and tie everything together that I've learned in my undergraduate experience because I graduate in December. And so this is a really cool way to kind of bring together everything that I've learned and actually see it in practice and analyzing the data and coming up with, you know, the design of the experiment and actually working with participants and just seeing it all come together and then seeing these results in the end. Has been really cool. And then, like they've said, just seeing that it's actually helped people as well is just really, really neat.
So you're graduating. Any other seniors that we have in here? Are you all seniors?
Also graduating.
Leah is?
Yes.
So I'll ask Leah the second question, too. How do you think this experience has prepared you, Madeline, for your career that you're going to be going into and that? And how do you think that this has, you know, kind of impacted your life? If you don't mind, please.
I think that this has definitely been really crucial. I plan on going to a graduate program after this, and that'll be a large component of that is doing research as a graduate student. And so this has definitely really prepared me for that in seeing how everything is done and having really close one-on-one guidance with Dr. Graham Silva compared to what I would get just in the classroom.
Right. And Leah, wanted to ask you about your thoughts and working in this research.
Like they've mentioned, it's really interesting seeing the responses more than anything, just seeing how everybody's able to use these exercises in their daily life, whether it's thinking before they speak also, road rage, test anxiety, any daily struggles that people may deal with, it gives them a chance to think about it first. And then just the research in general has been able to prepare me future-wise, because I also plan to go to grad school and also go the military route. So being able to have a mindfulness exercise to bring the awareness back to the moment.
You're listening to the Created State podcast here on KASU. Dr. Krimshova, one thing I wanted to ask you, your thoughts on working and collaborating with these students. How has it helped you and how has it, you know, impacted your life by way of working with them?
Well, I already said that I enjoyed working with these particular students very much because I also like working with people, and there are some things that I'm strong in and some I'm weak. And, you know, we each bring to this project whatever we can bring. And so I wouldn't have been able to meet. There was a total of 8 hours that together all these students spent meeting with our participants. That's a lot of time that I wouldn't have been able to afford that much myself. So without their contribution, I wouldn't have been able to do it. But I really was interested in doing this study, well, as much as they were. Because we worked with just one or two students. Most of our participants were students, but not all. We worked with one or two people at the same time. And we really communicated the purposes of the study, what mindfulness is, how they can actually practice, why, what will possibly change in their life. And so I saw the results of this study as being very positive, even though I need to mention that most of the students participated in this study for credit. They were getting credit for their introduction to psychology class. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't even know what to expect, if they will take it seriously, if they really will practice over a period of 2 weeks, because you know how we busy all the time. And so I was really pleased with the results, but I also think that the positive results can be partially explained by the dedication of these undergraduate researchers to this study.
And I know you said you're going to be presenting, all going to be presenting in Hawaii.
Yes, we will. Mm-hmm.
So tell us your thoughts on that and them getting the opportunity to be able to present.
Oh, they're so excited, and I'm excited for them. You know, they just recently found out that two of these students are honors, and they found out that they got some funding from the Honors College. And before then, three of them got funding from RTT, which I didn't get, but I was so excited that they got it that I wasn't really upset that I didn't get it because, you know, I really wanted them to be able to afford that trip because it's extremely expensive. But we are all excited about this possibility. Plus, two of them will present a different study that was done last semester, Shelby and Madeline. So there will be a total of two presentations.
Fantastic. So they all got funded and they're all going. So that's fantastic. Leah, your thoughts on working with her and how Dr. Kremchova has really, you know, it benefited your life, the impact of working with her.
I've really enjoyed working with Dr. Kremchova, even beyond the research. It's interesting just to hear your ideas whenever we talk, just in our meetings, and just seeing your perspective on things. And then just research-wise, just seeing how much work you've put into it and wanting us to enjoy what we're pursuing with this research and how hard you have helped us along the way.
Right. Madeline?
Yeah, working with Dr. K has been incredible because she just, the entire experience, the whole journey of, like, doing this from the beginning of the semester, she's just been, you know, very, she listens to, like, our ideas and our concerns and questions and is just really dedicated, I guess, to working with us and making sure that we understand and are learning from this as well, but also that we are able to, you know, share our ideas with her and, you know, bring our own knowledge to the table as well. So it's been really collaborative, but I've also learned so much just through her guidance with everything. It's been really great.
Shelby?
Working with Dr. Kremchova has definitely been a very, very rewarding experience, and just crazy to think about that I get to do something like this. Is just sometimes I'm like, why me? I don't know, but I'm very excited and lucky that it is. And me and Madeline have on multiple occasions said, like, this is, I want to be her when I grow up. Definitely say that a lot. Like, I just want to skip on and just become the sense of Dr.
Madeline talk about it at home too, so
we all are ready with that. So, yeah, it's definitely taught me a lot and just helped me, because a lot of the time, like, you have all these ideas of what you want to do and where you want to be, and there's no real knowledge of what that means or how that feels or what do you do with research. So this puts you in a real-life setting and feeling of what that means, and you actually get to see how it's done. And for me, that's really built a desire to do research and to be someone in this field. And I just really appreciate everything that this experience has given me.
Very good. Diana?
So mindfulness is a topic that's really near and dear to me. I grew up in my culture, so I come from a very Vietnamese household, very older Vietnamese household, and so like mindfulness is a big part of our culture. And coming into this and knowing that we had a professor here that was interested in studying that, I didn't realize that it would take us this far. Like, I would be going to Hawaii doing conference and, like, making mm-hmm. 3 new friends. And it's been really rewarding. I think that Dr. K and I have a lot of similarities in terms of our passion for mindfulness. And so instead of her just kind of being, like, this boss figure, she's more of a mentor that, you know, whatever idea you have, she's like, okay, how can we do this? Instead of just kind of pushing our ideas away and doing what she wants to do. And so I think she's very open to collaboration, and she's been very patient with all of us. And it's been a very enjoyable experience.
Yeah. But that's what this is all about, Dr. Kershova. Yeah. I mean, just being able to bring everybody together to make a difference.
Yeah, that's an ideal situation, which doesn't always happen, unfortunately. So these students are very exceptional, and the way they came together to me at the same time, or I drawn them to this research at the same time, that tells me that, well, really mindfulness is something that we all as a society need to be more aware of and spread the word and, you know, offer practical ways to do it.
That was Dr. Irina Kremshova, Associate Professor of Psychology, and her students, Leah Carver, Madeline Crittenden, Shelby Danielle, and Diana Hun. They'll present at the Hawaii International Conference on Education in January. You can subscribe to the Created State Podcast to the Created State Podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play, or you can listen on the NPR app. I'm Jonathan Reeves.